presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we've been looking at the good things in us in Christ Jesus. The Bible said in Philemon 6, it's chapter 1, verse 6, he says, you acknowledge every good thing that's in you, and your faith becomes more effectual and fervent by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. Jesus also said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So we need to acknowledge these things, acknowledge all the good things in your life by Christ Jesus, and God will take you to raised heights and places you haven't even imagined. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. So let's pick up the service again and just see what God is trying to show us.
John 15, 5, he says, without me, you can do nothing. You can't do a thing without God. Oh, you can do some stuff, but it ain't going to be pretty.
That's right.
I did a lot of things without Jesus and it wasn't pretty. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And find out you have to apologize a lot. When you do it in Christ, it's okay. You don't end up apologizing. Amen. And so what are some of the good things in you? I mean, really, what must I acknowledge that's in me that's a good thing? He says, by acknowledging every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. What? So if I want to get a better picture of what to acknowledge, I've got to get a better picture of who Jesus is. I've got to see Christ in His fullness. The true riches are seeing Jesus in His fullness. And so when you look at some of the good things in you in Christ Jesus, how about salvation? Isn't that a good thing? What did salvation bring to you? It brought you righteousness. Is that correct? So now I've got righteousness. So I acknowledge salvation in my life through righteousness God put on my life. I acknowledge peace. I'm all stressed out. You're acknowledging and welcoming the wrong thing. The peace of God surpasses all understanding. I don't understand it, but I'm peaceful. Even in the midst of the storm, you confess peace. When they woke Jesus up in the boat and said, we're going to drown. Don't you care? He stood up and he looked out and he said, peace, be still. And the wind and the waves and the rain stopped dead. And they looked at him and said, who is this man that even the wind obeys him? That man happens to be who we're in and who's in us. And all those things in him, I acknowledge. I acknowledge, you see, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. And so you acknowledge these things. So salvation, peace, prosperity. I'm so broke. You're acknowledging the wrong things. I'm telling you, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That means you're reading the wrong stuff, listening to the wrong stuff, and you're not getting the right things in. Because if you're putting the wrong thing in your heart by listening to every naysayer and everyone's saying that the bubble's going to burst right now and everyone's saying that the economy's bad and you're listening to all of that, you'll never see prosperity. Never. You acknowledge, he said, I will supply your every need. And he didn't say according to the government. He didn't say according to your job. He said nothing like it. He said every need according to my riches in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. There are riches in Christ. Do you know that there's a passage that says in Isaiah that says God hasn't even shown you the hidden places of riches, but he's about to open it up for you? There are secret places of riches that he's going to reveal to us in this new season. Amen. I don't know if you're aware of that. Amen. 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 So what else am I supposed to have? What's another good thing to acknowledge? Joy. Ho, 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 ho. I sound like Santa, but not only at Christmas time. In the middle of the storm, I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Yeah, I've got joy. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. No, no. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, no. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Hey, hey. Amen. So I've got to acknowledge these things. I've got to acknowledge these things. You see, what I'm doing is giving you tools to stand up and work and be all that you can be. Amen. I'm not going to tell you stop sinning. You know you have to stop sinning. So why should I preach a message on sinning? You know when you've sinned. You know when you've done wrong. You know God doesn't want you to sin. And when you see more of Jesus and you become more like Jesus, you won't want to sin. I've got to show you who you are in Christ. I've got to show you your DNA. When you see your DNA, you say, I'm not a sinner. I'm a saint. I don't want to do that stuff. Come on. So I'm not going to preach those messages. You know not to sin. And if you don't know not to sin, then you need to become saved. Because when you're saved, your conscience becomes a good guide. Amen, Naomi. So what else? Healing. I've got to acknowledge healing in my life. Come on. You want to fly instrument rated and get through every storm? You've got to acknowledge healing. Well, how do I know? The word says, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. That's in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. And then in 1 Peter 2, 24, it says, by the stripes on my back, you were healed. So if I are healed and I were healed, then I got to be is healed. I is healed. Hello. I acknowledge it. I have to acknowledge I'm healed. And instead of walking around calling things that are as though they are, I'm sick. He said, call things that are not as though they were. Is that not what he said? To call things that are not as though they were. So if sickness is attacking you, what's not? Health. Health is not. So why would I call myself sick when he said, no, call what you want, what I want, healing. So I walk around saying, by the stripes on his back, I am healed in the midst of the storm of sickness. Now I'm not being moved by the emotions and the feelings and the five senses. I'm now flying according to the instruments of Jesus. And it's plain sailing. Now listen, when you fly according to the instruments of Jesus, you may feel in your shield of faith, remember? You may feel the rattle of the enemy, fiery darts hitting there trying to get you. That's just a bit of turbulence. How many of you have flown in an airplane before? I mean, the first time I flew in an airplane, the turbulence hit, I was like, I prayed so hard, I saved that whole plane. I prayed all the way in tongues. I prayed, man. Pilot came and thanked me afterwards. I'd just like to come to Pastor Curry right over here right now. On behalf of all of our staff, thank you and all the kinds. Yay! He prayed. How I wish. Free works. Okay, what about, so you're healed. I've got to acknowledge I'm healed. What about protection? I mean, God affords protection for it. He gave you a guardian angel. When you were a little puppy, he gave you a guardian angel. Now when you became a full-grown terrier, he didn't take it away. Even though you were a terrier, he kept him there for you. That's why you're still here. And God's got myriads of angels, myriads and myriads and myriads. They amount in the trillions if you read the Bible. And he assigns them to your life, and we assign them to ourselves. He said angels in Hebrews are there for the heirs of salvation, the heirs of grace. They're flaming fires for the heirs of grace. In other words, God sends angels out on your behalf, and when you say things, they go out and move according to what you said. When Daniel prayed, my wife spoke about it last week, when Daniel prayed, God sent the angel immediately. Amen. 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 What else? Love. 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 We got to all walk around like the love doctor. I walk in love. And I don't let your nastiness affect my loveliness. That's how we got to get. K Can I do that? Well, Romans 5:5 says, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which was given to you. So I got the love. You've got to acknowledge these things. And if you start to acknowledge all the stuff that's in you in Christ Jesus, you're going to start becoming an instrument rated first-class pilot, and you're going to get through every storm, every situation. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to have the storm to go through. But he said, yea, though you go through the valley of the storm of death, or the shadow of death, right? You'll fear no evil. Why? Because he's with you. And you're going to cut through that thing, and the lightning's going to strike, and you might feel the turbulence on your shield of faith, but you're going to come out the other side standing tall. You're going to come out the other side victorious. The victor. I never go into a fight wanting to lose. Come on, even when you get in an argument, you want to win. Admit it. I never go and play a game of golf wanting to lose. I want to win. I always want to win. Do you understand what I'm... How many of you go and play games and you want to lose? Even games on the computers. You don't want to lose. You want to win. You want to get to level 955. Right? Cost you $3,000 to get there, but hey... Mario. It's okay to laugh in church. Think about this. What I acknowledge besides, I mean, think about it. I've got love. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart. There is love here. I can love. I can love everybody. I acknowledge it. Even when things are wrong in your, that's not easy. It's not always easy, but it is doable. Tell your neighbor, say, you can do it. Tell your other neighbor, say, please. Sonship, freedom, forgiveness, grace, mercy, faith. All of those things are in Christ. I must acknowledge I've got faith. Unto every man, Romans 12:3, unto every man and woman has been given the measure of faith. So I've got to acknowledge I've got faith. And the Bible says without faith, I can't please him. So I must be pleasing to God because he already gave me faith, didn't he? So God prefers me. He loves me. He cares about me. Stop looking at how bad you've been and look how good he's been. You look at your bad instead of looking at his good. He traded your bad for his good. He took your bad, hung on the cross, faced the devil, went through all the punishment for you and me. And he said, now that I've done that, now you've got my good. Can't get a better deal than that. You're not going to get a better deal than that, I'm telling you right now. And so you acknowledge who you are in Christ, and you acknowledge all the good things in your life in Christ Jesus. So many people acknowledge all the bad things. They save it for a rainy day just in case something goes wrong. Save it for a glorious day so you can celebrate with everyone. You've got money saved so we can celebrate and have the biggest, best party. But we save it for a rainy day. And we just get so down and so negative and everything is just wrong. And eventually your head's looking down like this and someone says hello to you and you say, mm-hmm. And you wonder why I don't have any friends. And everybody's against me. Everybody's against me. Well, if you get nicer, they won't be. Help me, Jesus. All right, amplified of the same scripture says it like this. And I pray that the participation in and sharing of your faith may produce and promote full recognition and appreciation and understanding and precise knowledge. Did you see that? Full recognition and appreciation and understanding and precise knowledge of every good thing that is ours in our identification. In our identification with Christ Jesus and unto his glory.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6